New state data show that there are inequities to the COVID-19 vaccine rollout so far, with some towns and cities reaching higher coverage rates more quickly than others. It could be an early indicator that white residents are getting the vaccine quicker than black and brown people. We have two reports on this issue. In a moment, Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano takes us to Hartford, where officials are working to get more vaccines into people's arms. But first, Nicole Leonard on the same effort in Bridgeport.
Nearly half of Connecticut residents over the age of 75 have received at least their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but there are significant disparities between individual towns and cities. Senator Marilyn Moore represents the city of Bridgeport.
If we're going to change the way we do business and how we look at healthcare systems, we have to start thinking about those people who have been left behind in the past in the way of health, that they are serviced.
Moore recently wrote to the State Department of Public Health about her concerns over the city's vaccination plans. She said if not done urgently and correctly, black and brown residents could pay the price. Those populations have been dying at higher rates throughout the pandemic, and the city has vaccinated less than a third of its age-eligible residents so far.
Because that exacerbates the inequities in health, and that just creates more health disparities.
The state relies on its Electronic Vaccine Administration Management Program, or VAMS, to schedule appointments for people eligible for vaccination. City spokesperson Rowena White says Bridgeport residents are more likely to face transportation, technology, communication, and language barriers. The city also has a smaller population of seniors living in long-term care facilities.
Which means we have more seniors who are individuals on their own who now have to take the responsibility or find someone who will help them with the responsibility of getting onto a VAMS system.
White says the city is working with the state and community-based organizations to reach more people where they're at. That includes going to where seniors live and getting them registered for appointments in person. The city is also getting more educational material out to communities that may be struggling with vaccine hesitancy. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.
In Hartford, I'm Frankie Graziano. Here, the VAM system is also proving to be a barrier. Liani Arroyo is the director of Hartford's health department.
You have to have an email. You have to be technologically savvy. It's, you know, likely easier to use a tablet or a computer than doing it on a smartphone. You also have to be able to read and speak English to be able to get through that system and navigate that system.
These limitations resulted in people from the suburbs nabbing vaccination appointments in the city system at a time when supply is so low, edging out city residents. So to help Hartford seniors claim their appointments, Arroyo cut down the number of slots allotted to the VAM site. And then her staff called people directly to get them signed up.
We determine if they're eligible for the vaccine, and if they are, then we work with them to schedule them into the clinic days that we know we're going to host.
The state acknowledges it needs to do better to bridge the gap. Governor Ned Lamont says his administration is sending mobile clinics out to the cities to meet people where they are. Arroyo says she's working on generating lists of names and numbers to get in touch with people. SEIU union official Ava Bermudez-Zimmerman has pledged to help. She's offered Arroyo a list of union members that includes contact information. Bermudez-Zimmerman represents thousands of local care for kids and child care center providers, many of whom are people of color.
Race plays the card here. A lot of the workers do not have access to the technologies that are necessary in order to sign up. A lot of the workers are making sure that they get vaccinated as soon as possible.
Many of her members should get their turn soon, either as essential workers or in the group of people aged between 65 and 70. She hopes any information she shares with Arroyo will help the city of Hartford get ahead of the game to connect a vaccine to people desperately in need. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.